folks. This is Carolyn Evers, just waiting at my microphone here to touch you so that you can touch me. We can all share a round of love with one another, right? Tonight is the night of the full moon. No, shine on, silvery moon. And for those who consider Yeshua your friend, he has given me a message about the full moon. And if you are a regular listener of this show, you might be aware that he said either the end of December or I think it was the end of December, that he was going to come back this year every time there was an energy influx and was going to give you some information on it and bring you up to speed, so to speak. And this is one of those times. And I'm always delighted to take Yeshua's messages, whether it is just a message before the show or whether he is on the show with you listeners, because he always comes up with something extraordinary, I think. A new way of thinking about something. And indeed, the things that are here that he told me is a new way as far as I'm concerned. I don't think I've read it anywhere else. And so this is his message. He says, "This is the day of the full moon, and I wish to give you some information regarding this event. During the time of the full moon, you are probably aware that this heavenly body is closer to Earth rather than at any other time. Since there is energy that comes from the sun and moves out to all the planets, when a heavenly body is close to Earth or any other planet in your solar system, the energies from that heavenly body is connected to the planet and reinforced according to the distance between the two bodies. In this case, we're talking about the moon and the Earth. And so all heavenly bodies interface and influence each other as there is an attraction because there is a push-pull between all planets and stars in the cosmos. This is so as it acts as a means of balancing the cosmos and keeping heavenly bodies in their place. So, distance affects the amount of influence that can be transferred. And when the moon is full, you can feel the energies directly into your physical body through the means of your etheric body. This moon is especially powerful on your body because the moon is closer than usual." Now, all of that is wonderful, my friends, but here's the part that I really love, the practical application of how one uses this. And so in the next sentence, he says, "Now, what does that mean, and how can this energy be utilized? You have the ability to meditate more efficiently." So all of these other answers, in effect, comes from that one statement, is during the time of a full moon, the ability to meditate is more efficient. This means that visualizations become easier to bring into your reality. The Knights Templar understood this and were instructed to work at the night of the full moon. It was part of their regimen. Now, the second thing is, he talks about, it is easier to heal the physical form. This, again, has to do with a stepped-up ability to visualize a healthy body. And then, lastly, but certainly not least, the full moon is a time also to heal relationships. Therefore, consider visualizing close connections to those you love and heal relationships that are problem-prone. Actually, my friends, all of these I just love. And if we know that when the moon is closer to the Earth, that it helps us in our meditations, our visualizations. Look, my friends, how we can use this tool. I have a lot of interest. People send me questions when they ask for readings from the Akashic Records. And I hear it on the air, too. One of the big questions that people have is prosperity. And so if you are one who wants to increase money into your life, think about that tonight. This is the night of the full moon, a time when visualizations are sharper. So, sit down, take a few moments, breathe deeply, relax, play some music, light some candles. Know that you are in the power of who you are, and sit there, relax. Let your spirit soar and visualize, imagine all of this money flowing to you that you can think of it lots of ways, entering your checking account, entering your savings account. If you want to, you can imagine dollar bills, $100 bills with wings on them flying into your pockets. Make that picture sharp. And while you're making that picture sharp and intense, there is an emotion that I would add to that. And let that emotion be joy. Be in joy. See this money flowing into your pockets, into your checking account, into your savings account. And imagine this joyful feeling that you would have knowing you have more than what you need to pay your necessities, buy some things that maybe are frivolous that just make you happy, and have the money to help others. I think it's a good thing here to think about the resource, the energy, where you can have all that you need and where you can have extra in abundance and where you can help others. So this is a perfect night for that. And as we also know, so much of what happens in our life has to do with our concepts of our own reality, these things that we think of. Talking about prosperity, I had someone send me a very fascinating email, and it was about her grandmother and how she had spent a lot of time with her grandmother, and she had learned so much from her. They, in the ways of the world, would be considered poor because they lived in a farm, didn't have much of an income. But she always had abundance around her. And this young lady spoke of how they would gather the apples from the trees and how they would have this big pot out on an open fire outside and make this luscious apple butter, jar it and give it away and have plenty for themselves. How this was an aspect of her grandmother thinking in terms of prosperity, knowing that it was going to come to her. And she talked about how she would get out of a car and find a $20 bill on the ground, or open up a package from someplace and find money inside. So, as you're doing this meditation is about finances, whatever you think, how you feel, think of yourself as a money magnet. A money magnet, my friends, that you can just attract all that you need, all that you want. Tonight's the night to sit down and do that. Now, the other thing that Yeshua talked about is healing relationships, and I love that one. You know, I'm sure you have people in your life that you love, and they're kind of the easy ones. They're the gifts. Someone had sent me a question to answer from the Akashic Records for them, and they talked about people in their lives. How do they know which ones can offer lessons? And what the cherubim sent me by way of their records when we opened them up, they said something I thought that was so beautiful. Those that we love, those who we get along with, who have this rapport, we have earned that right through other lifetimes. Think of them as your angels. They have come to help you in your relationships. And so if you have questions, if you need some guidance, these are the people that you go to, those ones that you love, that you have that rapport. That's why they're there. And then there are those who are challenges to you. And these are the ones, the relationships that you need to heal. And so think of the moments when conflict arose. What was it? What was it at that moment? What was said? What was not said that maybe made you feel aggressive or say something that you preferred that you hadn't said? And so think of those moments. What could you have done that would have been better to meet the challenge? What there needed to be healed? And so tonight is the night. Think of these people. Think of the ones who are your angels. And imagine visualizing being even closer to them than you are. And those who are challenges in your life, think of them also as being healed. Whatever there is between the two of you that needs to be healed, see it healed, see it whole, see it complete, and see it tonight, the night of the full moon. Yeshua is telling us this is an opportunity, my friends, an opportunity to heal relationships. And then here is another situation that Yeshua speaks of, is this is the opportunity tonight to visualize healing your physical form. Again, it has to do with the stepped-up ability to visualize. So, tonight's the night, my friends. If you want a healthy body, if you have a challenge, think of that challenge and see it healed. See your physical form in its perfection. And then be attuned to the information that comes to you, because maybe you're not eating properly. Maybe you're not getting enough of the correct nutrients for your body. Maybe you're not sleeping enough so that there is the healing aspect that you receive during sleep. Maybe there is a toxic relationship that needs to be healed, that is influencing the body. You know, there is such a thing as that you have a toxic relationship with someone and it sets off the hormonal balance in the body so that it becomes unbalanced. You know, we all have that, those parts of our body that were geared for flight or fight in the ancient world, and they're still with us. They can make our adrenaline rise. And then when there is more adrenaline than what is necessary, and this happens frequently enough, it wears out other parts of the body. So, in healing your body, do you need to heal a toxic relationship? Anyway, my friends, these are some thoughts that Yeshua is bringing up today. Our number here is 877-876-5227. I would like for you to call in with your observations, maybe a question. Maybe you want to ask Yeshua about something that he is suggesting here. We'll call him. We'll ask him to answer your question. And if you're in Canada, it's 888-815-9750. Also, if you're having a problem meditating, I want you to call in with that also, because I suspect there's a lot of people, even now, who are not using the proper tools or else are under an impression of something that you have to do, that's not working for you. And if it's not working, let us try a new method. You know, if you're expecting a change in your life and you use the same method over and over again, you're not going to get change, are you? We have a caller in your name.
Hi, Carolyn. Can you hear me?
I can, dear.
Okay, you're coming in and out a little bit for me. I was on last week. You told me to call back.
And what is your name, dear?
It's very beautiful. Thank you.
Sweetheart, just give me your name.
Helene.
Hi, Helene.
Hi.
So, give us your story.
My story.
I'm all ears.
All right. Last week it was that you said, according to the Akashic Records, that I was really meant to be with someone, and you advised that I wrote down what I wanted in a partner. I wrote down 60 things. I've kind of changed my... I just kept writing.
I love it.
I didn't want to write anymore. I didn't purposely be like that, but what can I say? Things just kept coming, so I kept writing.
Good.
And as we were ending last time, I had asked you, I don't know if you can tell me if there's anybody around now. There's a man in another country. But I was also curious about my career path and what the Akashic Records say to that, because I've wanted one thing from as early as I can remember, like 3-4 years old. It was always about music and singing. That hasn't happened, but it hasn't stopped inside me, and I'm starting to pursue it again. And I'm just wondering if you would look at that as well, please.
Well, before we get to that question,
mm-hmm.
let us talk a little bit about attracting this individual into your life. And
mm-hmm.
I just love it that you've written down 60 items. This guy has to be pretty tall to fill that order, huh?
Yeah, tall's one of them. No, I know. It's terrible. I mean, I've been called
picky. It's not terrible. No, you have to be precise. And you're being very precise. You know exactly what you want. You got to push all the right buttons, dear.
Okay.
No, you need to know what you want, so when you find it, you know this is the one. You see, there's two things being involved here. It helps clarify your own mind as to what you want, what you don't want. And
mm-hmm.
when you finally meet up with someone, you really know, does he have the attributes that I'm looking for? And I think, you know, sometimes we get caught up in this, oh, we want somebody tall or short, dark, handsome, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I think where it really needs to fall is, what kind of attributes does this person have?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of individual do I want to share myself with? And what am I looking for in a relationship with another person? What am I hoping that he would supply for me? And so we need to get beyond the physical attributes and really think about what's going to pleasure you by way of interest. You know, it means a whole lot more to a relationship if you have interests that are similar to one another, if you have belief systems that are similar to one another,
mm-hmm.
if you are open to sharing, open to conversation, open to want to help one another, to be a helpmate. These are all such important things, I do believe. And so once you have this mental picture and you send this off to the cosmos to be answered, and by the way, have you done that yet?
You know, I don't think I have.
No.
So maybe I thought I did, but I'm not sure now. So I guess tonight's
a good
night.
You know what? It's like, you know what this is like. You got a menu. You walked into a restaurant. You got their menu. You looked over the dishes that they had, and you didn't order. Let's order this guy.
Okay. All right. I'm with you.
And tonight is the full moon.
I'm a Cancer, too.
Aha. Affected by the watery moon, huh? Okay.
Oh.
So now that you know the kind of individual that you're looking for, you meditate with him on him tonight. Mm-hmm. And you go into meditation and you take your list. I would look over your list first, go into meditation, and then you send out the call to the universe, just like you're sitting in that restaurant and you are ordering a meal. You know, you give the waitress your order, and you know she's going to bring it back.
Wow, awesome.
And then there is something else that you need to do. I find it's not something you really need to do, but I find it most helpful.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to be proactive in some sense.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, where would you find a guy like this?
Mm-hmm.
I had someone who was so lonely, and she was looking for her man, and we did a list together, and one of the things that came up is she liked an athletic kind of an individual. She liked sports, she liked to run, and there were just a lot of things that she liked that, like skiing and so forth. And so I said to her, now tell me, where would you find a man like this? The first thing that came into her mind was at a gym.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I said, well, I think that's a good idea. Do you have any idea as to the gym where you should go to meet this individual? And she did. And it just popped into her mind, this is where she should go. And it was a gym that had an expensive membership.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, gee, should I do this? And I said, I bet you should do it. It's the first thing you ought to do is go get a membership there and go work out in the gym. And it's so funny because that's where she met her husband.
Oh, cool. So
as you build this picture of who you want to attract, you set up the meditation, and then think about where would you meet this guy? And, you know, it's really fascinating, Helene, because there is something about spirit that when the things are right, that prods you and gives you an answer as to where you're going to find this gentleman. And so now you have some homework, don't you?
Yep, again.
Mm-hmm. And you'll call me next week and let me know how your homework's working, won't you?
Yeah, I will.
Okay, now let's look at your question. Now, I think you said your question was the reason that you came into this lifetime, or were you asking specifically about the musical aspect or the musical interest and talent that you have?
I guess I want to know about pursuing that as a career, because it's felt to me that that's the way it should be, but I keep going off in different areas, and now I'm back to it. So,
why did you go off in a different area?
My self-esteem, not believing I could do it.
Oh my goodness!
Funny, it's not funny.
Oh my goodness! I have a close friend that had a great interest in art, and she was very good at it. And her art teacher discouraged her and said, you know, you really can't make a career out of art. It's very difficult. I suspect she was a frustrated person who couldn't make a career out of art, and so she became a teacher. And this individual did not pursue an art career. And I always felt like this was perhaps the biggest mistake that someone can make.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it isn't just making money. It's what makes the heart sing.
Mm-hmm.
How many people are going to work? They get up, they get dressed, they get in the car, they go to work, and they're doing a job that they're not really happy with.
Mm-hmm.
And how many people are getting up and they're so glad to greet the day because they are doing something that makes their heart sing? And so before we read the records, Mm-hmm. I would like to suggest that to you, Helene.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to pursue something that will make your heart sing?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And so that perhaps is the first step, that a lot of people are not aware of what makes the heart sing, what brings the love. What brings the love? What are you doing that makes it all worthwhile? And, you know, we have to know that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when we start thinking about careers, that probably is the most important thing, to know yourself and to know what makes the heart sing. Mm-hmm. And when you think about music, think of that. Does music really make your heart sing?
Yeah. Yeah.
I believe, Helene, that emotions is one of our most telling truths in our body. And I end the show many times with follow what you feel and trust your intuition. Because if you're feeling something deeply, you know it's right for you. And I'm not talking about negative thoughts. I'm talking about something positive, mm-hmm. something that is beautiful. And if you feel that, you have to trust your intuition. Mm-hmm. Because, Helene, once we have passion about what we are doing, we can always find a way to accomplish it. So the first thing is to find the passion, to follow the passion, and then make it work. Trust, Helene, that you are much more than you give yourself credit. Mm. You have a heart, you have a mind, you have a soul, you are connected to the Creator. The Creator has given you abilities to be able to manifest. It is a case of learning how to manifest. It is a case of being intuitive, of asking your soul, your guidance, where you need to be at a particular point in time to find your destiny. And so if anything comes out of this conversation at all, Helene, mm-hmm. let it be that you open your eyes and recognize who you are. You're not that little you that thinks that you can't do something. You are the bigger you that knows that you can manifest whatever your heart wants. Wherever the dance of life takes you, you can manifest it. So how do you feel about that, Helene?
It feels beautiful. I haven't lived that, or I've had a rough time with that, but I am willing to embrace that right now and to accept it.
I love it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I would suggest that you do, Helene, is when this show goes up, when Don
mm-hmm.
gets this show up in the archives,
mm-hmm.
get a copy of it, and play that.
Mm.
Play that back to your ears so that it sinks into your consciousness and you believe it.
Okay.
Great. Now, let's go and see what is there in the records. And I see a cherubim angel standing there with your record. And she is opening it for me. But before she opens it, she wants me to see a geometric shape on the cover. And what geometric shapes on the cover means, Helene, is that at some point in time, this record has been turned over to Source, to All There Is, where he has reviewed it. And that is what that sacred geometric shape means. And it is a very fascinating shape because usually there is an emblem, and the emblem is very dynamic. It spins around almost like an eddy that is in a stream, where the stream is picked up a stone and it is moving in a circle around the stone. This is how the emblem is, and it goes inside and it draws one in. And there's a lot of color around it. There is blues, and there is the yellow golden color, and there is pink. And what it is saying is that you were created to love. That is what pink is. And of course, the blue is to bring in the truth. And in this case, the gold, which usually means attainment. You did reach attainment in the past, but it is also wisdom. And so Source understands you were created to bring these attributes along with you on all of your journeys. And this is what you were intended to do, not only for yourself, but for others. That you were created to be a guidepost so that others might see the wisdom, that they might share the truth, that they might feel the love. And that is who you are. That is what you are intended to do. It is on the cover of your record. And it is what you have attained. And it matters not the course of action that you might take. In other words, the direction in which you might generate these attributes, as long as you bring these attributes forth to those in the world. Now, if you choose to sing, if you choose to dance, if you choose any means of theatrics or whatever, are you not bringing in...
Oh, dear, I can't hear you.
Are you not bringing in love? Are you not bringing in wisdom? Are you not bringing in yourself to touch people and show them the way of truth? Because in essence, this is what music is. This is what dance is. So, let's see what you chose to do this lifetime. And they are pointing to the moment before you, you might say, jumped into the physical. And there was a board there, a group of people who heard your plan and approved it. And what your plan was to come in and bring joy to people through the gift of music. And so, my darling Helena, what kind
Carolyn,
of music?
I can't hear you properly. I know I'll catch this on the archives, but
I don't know. I can hear you, and I'm sorry that you can't hear me. And
yeah, then I just heard you perfectly, and then oh gosh, I'm so sorry to miss this. But thank goodness for archives.
Right, you got the archive. Go listen to it when it is posted. But what I want to know, Helena, is what kind of music are you looking
at? Yeah, fading in and out. Shucks.
What kind of music are you interested in? Helena?
Yeah.
What I suggest you do, sweetheart, is hang up and I will talk to you. Go listen to your computer.
I will do. I will do. Thank you so much.
And then get the archive when it comes up.
I will do. Thank you.
Okay, sweetheart.
All right, thank you.
Bye. So, Helena, what I was trying to tell you is this. The sacred geometry on your record gave three aspects of your soul. You were created to bring forth wisdom, love, and truth. And you've done this in many ways in the past, and this time you chose to do it through music. And I was asking you, what kind of music do you wish to pursue? So, what you can do is next week, give me a call. Perhaps the connection will be better, and we can discuss this more and develop it. So, my friends, the number here is 877-876-5227. We have about 15 minutes, and while we're waiting for another caller, I would like to suggest that if you liked what we brought forth, you can have an Akashic reading done. You can go to my website, carolynevers.com, and order a personal reading for yourself. They are beautiful. And your name, caller?
Rosemary.
Hi, Rosemary. It's been a while since we've chatted.
Yeah, I've been working through some incredible physical challenges. I don't know what all of them are, but prayer will get you there.
So, my golly, you've had a business that has changed. Now you've got physical problems you're working through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I don't quite know what the whole of it is. I have two things I would like to share, and then I'd like to ask you for help. When it came time for me to be with the most wonderful man on the face of the earth, I listened to Source, and Source said, you know, if you don't change what's in the picture, you get what you got before. So I wrote
that. I sort of said that earlier, right?
So
if you want a new result, you better try a new method.
Yes. So on prompting from my soul, I wrote down all that I'd ever learned about relationships and marriage.
Oh, wow. And how many books did you write?
it was pages. Without censoring any of it, because, you know, tabula rasa, the blank slate. You come in and you're this little angelic child and you don't know, so they tell you this is the way it is, and then you say, oh, it's that way. And then you do that, and oh, my. And you get the sum total of what that energy creates. So I wrote down,
whether you want it or not, huh?
Well, that's the way it's. That's the way they said it was. That was the formula.
Oh my!
So then I wrote down after I wrote it all down, and I was properly spiritually shocked. Oh no! I wrote down a higher truth, a better truth, a more loving truth. And read it out loud for 30 days. And the miracle of this wonderful thing is that after I did that, a former client walked in my office, said, there's this wonderful man. You have got to meet him. You're coming to brunch, and I'm not taking no for an answer. I went, okay.
I love it.
Okay. And a year and a day later, we were married.
I love it.
And
let me, before you offer the next item, Rosemary, just let me say something about that 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
You probably know that it takes about 30 days to form a habit,
mm-hmm.
or 30 days to break a habit.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to mention that to people because I think your mentioning that 30 days is just perfect. I think far too many people quit in their persistence with following a truth or bringing something in their life, they stop before it manifests.
Yeah. I mean, if you looked on the ethers, there's this whole great big place of stored energy where people, they prayed for these gifts, and then they just stopped.
Right.
And there's just this whole realm of created stuff.
So I would like to suggest to people who are listening, give it a 30-day shot.
And write it down.
Yes.
Write it down. I mean, I'm a money magnet. Money jumps into my pockets. I mean, I am always divinely protected financially. Why? Because when I did something really dumb about 3 weeks ago, I left my purse in the car to Walmart and drove home and phoned them, and they said, yes, your purse is waiting right here at the office with all the credit cards in it. Oh, thank you for guardian angels.
Oh, my. I love it.
So we're here for that adventure, and we need to do these statements of purpose. We really do to make sure we're on track and spiritually sane.
Well, yes, and sometimes it's really difficult to be sane, isn't it?
Well, I mean, you know, you just take the information that you get from people around you and it works for them and you think it might work, but in the highest cosmic law, So you go and you listen to your heart and you kind of revise the program to, you know, upgrade a little bit.
Right. So how are you working through your health challenges? Are you okay?
My body aches. And I don't know why. I eat well. I do well. Just aches. And I don't know if it's stuff that I've carried from another place in time.
Well, what I was going to say is I think part of it is we're releasing old patterns because of the new energies that's coming in. Do you think this has a bearing on your aches?
I definitely do. I mean, I've listened to the wonderful tape on prosperity the session with Metatron and letting go of the old energy, and I visualize that quite a bit. There's no need for any of us to carry all of these old patterns, and whatever they are or whatever I took in as a healer from others throughout the centuries, I would like that cup of sorrow to leave.
Did you listen to the beginning of the show?
Yes, I immediately raced up here to catch you.
Well, what I was going to suggest, as Yeshua mentioned, that this is the full moon, and this is an opportune time to visualize perfection in the physical body.
Absolutely, and I could use some help on that because I have some memories of my body being so many which ways, I don't know what it's supposed to be now. That may sound like a strange thing to you, but you know, or anyone, but when you remember your past lives, you remember yourself as this way or that way, and what would be the proper visualization for myself at this time?
Let me tell you something, Rosemary, about remembering past lifetimes. I sat down and started to make a list of the lifetimes that I remembered, and when I got up to 30, I stopped.
I don't even bother. It's just like part of the reference library. If you need that skill, you go and ask that aspect of yourself, will you share this with me in God's grace, God's light? There's no reason for me to reinvent the wheel. Can we just be the wholeness that we are?
Well, I was doing that for a particular reason. It wasn't an idle thing, but I bring it up because
you don't do anything idle. You're good.
I think you're right. I don't do it idle. I just look like I'm idle sometimes. Now I think we have so many patterns. We've seen so many ups and downs. In society, we've had so many attempts at golden ages. We've had so many rewrites.
Oh, yeah.
What they say, do-overs.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I think we carry this. We carry this in patterns that need to be cleared.
Oh, amen.
And I think a lot of that's happening right now.
Okay. Is there anything that I can do, or I can do it from the Akashic Records, to facilitate this? I'm
well,
pretty
let me see
dedicated
what I can
about
find.
The whole thing.
Rosemary, let me see what I can find out for
Thank
you, dear.
You.
Well, would you rather me get this from the Akashic Records or Yeshua? He's Stephen here wanting to offer it himself.
Well, he's okay. I remember him.
You'll go for Yeshua, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, so tell me, you remember him. Where do you remember him from?
I heard the Sermon on the Mount when he spoke it.
Oh, and you know, I was at that spot where the sermon was given. It's beautiful.
Mm.
You know what I would suggest that you do is do a search on the Internet and look for the area that they claim where he gave the sermon about the Beatitudes.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is a church there. That is one of the places where he did that. And when you see the pictures, it might even make you feel a little closer. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's why Yeshua wanted to come forth.
Thank you.
He has come forth. in the robes of the Essene.
Mm-hmm.
You know what they look like, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you were an Essene at that time.
Mm-hmm.
He's telling me that the two of you were Essenes together. Does that bring some harmony with you?
Yeah.
And what he's asking you a question. And the question is, what did the Essenes do to improve their health?
I forgot.
Well, I sure don't remember. I was hoping you'd remember. You forgot.
There's a few years in between.
Shame on you.
I know.
Here, you're the one giving me this big talk about all you had to do was call on one of your previous lifetimes and tell them to enlighten you, and
well,
then you tell me you forgot.
Yeah, some of it isn't available. It's like somebody's got to, you know, ask for help page. Be humble.
Okay. Let me see what he says, because I have no idea. He is saying that the Essenes followed a lot of the traditions of the Atlanteans.
Mm-hmm.
Were you in the Temple Beautiful?
Yes.
Yeah. So what did you do in the Temple Beautiful?
The specifics, I remember the building, but I don't remember what I did.
Oh, my goodness. Here's another I don't remember blank.
Yes, I know. I remember prayer, light, lasers, frequencies, sound, and all that stuff, but the how-how is something I'm missing.
The how-how, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. What he is saying to that is that every 5 years, what they did in the Temple Beautiful was to clear the etheric body from all the past negative thoughts and attitudes.
Mm-hmm.
And that they did this in 5-year increments before it would affect the organs.
Mm-hmm.
And the Essenes did the same thing.
Okay.
And that what you're going through right now is the clearing of your etheric body of some of the past lifetime issues.
Mm.
You're a healer, right?
Yeah.
Have you used Reiki on yourself?
No, I haven't thought of that.
Well, that's what he's suggesting that you do, Rosemary.
Okay.
Is you could go to a healer and work with a healer, but he's telling me that you're strong enough with your Reiki abilities to use the Reiki on your etheric body and clear the past life patterns.
Okay.
That this is what all this is about.
All right, because I'm not a whiner, but I'm looking at myself and going, wow.
You're entitled to whine.
Okay, I'm entitled to whine.
Yes, you are. I mean, see, if you weren't entitled to whine, you wouldn't be talking to me right now. And since you're entitled to whine, we've given you an answer.
Okay, I will. You know, stating a complaint is the first part of receiving the resolution.
That's right. So welcome to the Whiners Club.
Okay. Then I will continue.
I want you to call me back and let me know how successful you were with using Reiki on yourself.
And tonight's the night of the full moon, and I will do that.
Oh, please call next week and let me know how it worked out.
Okay, visualizing what kind of body. I remember so many different bodies. That may sound like a strange thing to say to someone, but I do.
No, it's not strange because at one time, the human race did not multiply by birthing the child as we birth it today. And so there has been changes, great changes.
Mm-hmm.
But what I see as ascension in the ascension process, Rosemary, is using a body very similar to the one that we have now. So why don't you meditate on that perfection of your own physical form as it is now?
Okay.
And what you might do is call in the divine blueprint, blueprint that your soul sent down to this dimension before you were born.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know about that, don't you?
Sure. And, you know, well, I've been doing some very loud, you know how everybody thinks you talk to God very gently and meekly. I don't.
So you're one of these whiners that draws the line in the sand, huh?
Yes, infinite creator, I ask the divine blueprint of my body, my being, be entirely restored so that I may walk in the light of your perfection and grace in this ascension.
There you go, sweetheart.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm serious about that. I mean, if it takes 42 million zillion repetitions with every breath, I'm doing it.
Well, there
but
you
I
go.
I know we shouldn't use our will that much, but it seems like the best place to place it.
Well, and then if that doesn't work, stomp your foot.
Well, I've done that too. That's an old anchoring technique. You know that, don't you?
I don't know, but it makes me feel good when I do that.
Yeah, you're anchoring. The energy is setting it into the physical body.
Well, good. I didn't know why I was doing it.
Well, you're
I bow to your wisdom.
You're very wise.
I love you, Rosemary. Call me back next week. Let me know what your stomping did for you.
Oh, I certainly will. Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye. Okay, friends, we're just about to the end of our hour. I would suggest that you go to MetatronMinutes.com, order the Yeshua series there. It is a magnificently beautiful series that we have done on the journey of Yeshua's soul, and we have another installment put up under Steve Fawcett Lives. He is giving some extraordinary information about what he sees on the other side, directed to us for this time and this place. And so, my friends, we're coming to the end of another hour. It has been my joy to walk with you. And I will say one other thing that we have said in the past. Follow what you feel and trust your intuition. You can't go wrong. And so, for now, this is Carolyn Evers. Talk to you next week. Do tune in. I love walking with you.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hey everybody, this is Lisa Drake. I am the star of science fiction show Lex the Dark Zone. Well, I hope you're listening to Dr. Fred Bell's show on bbsradio.com. See, well, if you want to do Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy.
Health Science and.
Oh, what was it?
Health Science and.
Health Science.
Just say you're listening to Dr. Bell's Health Science and.
And Energy.
Health Science and.
Energy show.
That yeah. works. In fact, I can
health,
edit.
Health, Energy, and Science show.
Health, Science, and...
We just call it the Dr. Bell Show.
Okay, well, that's what I did.
Same thing, only a little shorter. Yeah, same thing. Fianson.
Why be satisfied when you can feel ecstatic? Hi there, it's Janet Kaliri of Sight for Sound Life Coaching. You know, when we see things as they truly are, we make sound choices in life. So how about starting now? Invest in yourself. Invest in your potential through my very fun 21 Days to Yes program. 21 Days to Yes, where your life is the workshop. It's only 21 days away. So call me now at 323-252-0963. 323-252-0963. It's Janet Kaliri, and I believe in your potential and that you deserve to feel ecstatic.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Please join us every Saturday morning for Temple of Health Radio Show, brought to you by Plastikos and Millennium Healthcare. Our holistic medical practices in Atlanta are committed to community education. Our shows bring you national authors on topics of health alternatives, new scientific breakthroughs, and spiritual medicine.
Hi, this is inspirational speaker Wambui Bahati, and you're listening to BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS.com.
The new multipolar inline and portable water system, new from hempusa.org. Now you can restructure and degas your water supply from any source, rendering chemicals harmless to the human body by polarizing the molecular structure. Imagine a softer, smoother water with increased oxygen that helps the nervous system and brain. There are no filters to buy, and it can be taken anywhere, making it our number one new product from hempusa.org. This water system will descale all piping, hot water heaters, and appliances is due to heavy buildup of hard minerals. Detoxification may result with restructured water by easily entering the fine capillaries of the human body by dissolving stones and toxins. With extreme positive effects on plants, vegetables, and fruits, improved taste, color, size, and yield with approximately 30% less water usage. There are multiple sizes also available for farms and commercial use. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608.
Hi, everybody. This is Senior Fever, and you're listening to Dr. Bell. Well, I forgot to say who I am. Sorry about that.
Yeah, go ahead. We'll keep that, Don. Be sure and keep that in there. I like those improv. Yeah, go ahead. Especially with a laugh and all that. Yeah.
Who am I? I just forgot.
BBS Radio.com. Hi, this is Marco May. I'm really happy you're enjoying BBSRadio.com.
If you're ready to confront your destiny, if this is the moment that you've been praying for, tune in and listen to your cosmic cheerleader, Commander Lady Athena, for cosmic pep talks, for closet Christ. The show is the voice of the Ashtar Command. The call is for you.